So if you want to sit right here. And then, if you don't mind, if you could tell us your name and then spell the last name so we can coordinate the documents.
Okay, my first name is Casey, and it's C-A-Y-C-E. And my last name is Friedly, and it's F-R-I-E-D-L-Y.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So, what have you got?
Nothing too interesting. I believe she was exaggerating.
Oh.
Just my grandmother's old pictures. But, and I can't give you a long background on them, but I can identify some, you know, the people in them, I think.
Okay. So this is a family Bible?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, beautiful.
That's a Twiggs family Bible. And I've got a photograph, which evidently I took years ago, of the births, marriages, and deaths page.
Oh.
And that's the cover.
Okay. So do you want to do these all individually, you think? Or
I like individually.
Yeah. I think it'd probably be easier to read. 1894. So how did your family get to the area? Do you have any idea? They lived here forever?
In the 1800s, you know, they lived up in the mountains and were farmers kind of thing, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oops. And then do you want to turn that one over and do the back? So how many siblings do you have? Got one? Yeah. And so it's your family, a bigger family as far as like grandparents? And
Well, of course everyone's deceased. My mother's 94. I'm taking care of her. But, or she's taking care of me or something. But everyone else is deceased and I'm widowed. And my brother's semi-interested in this stuff. But I live in Blairsville. I live in Union County. My grandparents were from here until they moved to Union County in 1937. They moved over there because Hiawassee didn't have electricity yet and Blairsville did. And my grandmother wanted to put up a beauty shop.
Oh.
So she had the first beauty shop in Union County. So that's why they went to Union.
So your grandparents, was it your father's or your mother's or both
families?
Mom's side. Okay.
My dad's side's from Blairsville.
Uh-huh. And then did your mom's side, did she have any other brothers and sisters? Do you have a lot of cousins or anything in the area?
Not particularly. A few cousins, yeah. But not a lot. Not a big family.
Yeah. Well, I guess big is relative.
Oh, that's true. Sometimes it's big enough. Really.
That's right. That's right. Sometimes farming families had larger families, you know what I mean?
No.
If they were farmers,
yes,
but
that's
like
true.
You said, you know, your mom had a beauty shop.
Yeah, that is the old, what we call the Hooper Drugstore. It's right on the square. It was right up here on the left. And my great-granddaddy had the first drugstore in Counts County. I think he opened it in 1914, I believe. And then his son, you know, went down through the generations.
Uh-huh.
But that building
it's got the same thing on the back.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
This, yeah. So that's where the
dental
office is.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's my great grandfather and his son. And there's one house left on the square in town, that white stucco brick painted, and that's in front of that house. And my great grandfather built it, he and my great grandmother, and that's he and his son. And I think somebody said in 1944. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And this your grandfather, you said?
That's my great grandfather and my great uncle.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Now that's where, when you're sitting on the square, that's the house that's
the only house
right
that's
behind.
Left, uh-huh.
That's beautiful house,
and
isn't
my
it?
My cousin owns it, yeah. And it's just like it used to be inside. It's really neat.
Yeah.
It's one of those things you can't afford to fix them up, you know what I mean? Most people can't, you know.
Yeah.
It's an expensive proposition, but it's pretty much the same as it used to be. And that's the old Hooper Hotel. I'm sure a lot of people will give you, you know, a lot of pictures of the Hooper Hotel. That was a great granddaddies, I guess, great great granddaddies, and it, I can't remember if it burned or was torn down, but other people will know who have remained in Towns County.
Uh huh. And where was this located?
I'm embarrassed to tell you, I can't say for sure, on the square or right off the square.
Okay.
Anybody else around here would be able to tell you, but I can't.
Oh, Jerry Tatterwood.
Jerry Tatterwood. Yes. He and my grandmother's the one who started him with all this genealogy stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Faye Twiggs, and he'd come uh-huh. over. Before he could drive, his mother would bring him to my grandmother's house, and they would work on genealogy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he will know all about it. That's, I guess I don't have to remember it then.
So how are the Twigs and the Hoopers, like, which way? That's your mom's?
It's my mom's
maiden name.
She was
family.
A Twig. So uh-huh. My grandmother was a Hooper, yeah.
Oh. I've seen some videos that when we go to the Historical Society meetings.
Do you go to those? I go to those
yeah.
too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like those.
I do too. I
I'm
enjoy it so much.
But I like the programs over here. They're very interesting, so I try to get over here when I can.
Yeah. We're not from here, but my heart's from here.
Okay. That's good. Well, I grew up an army brat, so, but I've kind of been in now.
Oh. So, who is this?
Okay, those are more Hoopers and Ellis's. I think I've got them on the back.
Okay.
I've got them on the list I filled out for you.
And so, is this your great-grandfather again?
Yes. Would be, I think, great-great. This would be my great-grandfather.
Oh, wow. Okay. Got beautiful handwriting. Mm-hmm. If that's your handwriting, that's really pretty handwriting.
That's an old Hiawassee baseball team. Jerry will know the date, and I've heard my grandmother say that they all the little towns had baseball teams, you know.
Uh huh.
And my grandfather's not in that one, but his brother is. But those are everybody we could name. And there's two brothers in there. They call them the Franks brothers, but I don't know their first names, but Jerry will.
Oh, okay. Okay. Isn't that fun?
Baseball was a real big thing up here. You
know? Yeah. Well, you know that works well for people with fields, right?
Yes, that's true. That's true. I never thought about that.
Field of dreams.
That's right.
That's true.
Oh.
And those are, well, let me see the back of that. Hoopers. Yeah. That's this fella here when he was older, I believe. Yeah, I labeled them when
Thomas
my grandmother
Jefferson.
Told me who they were. And uh-huh. she's been deceased 20 years. But that was as close to correct as I could get it. But the names are on the bag. But
oh.
There's some duplication in the people in those pictures, I think.
Yeah. And we didn't do the bag yet on that one. Okay. Isn't it wonderful to have some family pictures?
It is. No one else is interested in them except me, so I have a problem. But I keep thinking somebody will get interested in them.
Yeah.
You know how that goes.
Yes. Well, we'll have a whole school interested
okay.
in them.
And that last one, I'm sure at one time my grandmother had the actual clipping from the newspaper knowing her, but this is... a transcript of the newspaper article when there was a big fire here in town in 33.
Oh, wow.
And I wish I could have found a little article, but maybe it's disintegrated. I don't know. But I just thought, it mentions several businesses.
Yes.
And, you know, the scope of the fire and everything. I thought, well, that might be interesting to different families.
Yes.
So.
Wow.
And that's all I have.
We appreciate that so much.
Oh, you're welcome. It's not much.
It is. It really is. Yeah.
It's important.
Every little piece of the puzzle, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And you never know which kids at the school would be like, oh, I'm a Hoover.
Right,
I'm a
right. Yeah, that's true.
gets them, it have them more excited about their history as they.
And we can't rely on Jerry Taylor for everything.
Amen.
He does so much, and I don't see how he keeps it in his head.
I know.
He told me he'll be here tomorrow, so he can feel it more.
Yeah.
For everybody.
Exactly. Well, that's what. So they have a map in the back of Towns County. Did you see it?
I saw it. Yeah. I can't be much help. Those names are familiar, but I can't be of any help because I just didn't grow up here and assimilate all that. You know.
Yeah. Well, that's what, you know, I've taken the class, the ICL class, you know, with Jerry a couple of times.
I have been wanting to do that, yes. It's like
he does
classes,
such a good job.
He's so funny. He just cracks me up sometimes.
And he'll start laughing. You don't even know what he's laughing about. And you're like, I don't know what we're laughing about. But he's a nicest man.
He is very nice. His wife and I were friends.
Aww.
She's been deceased for a long time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's a fun girl. In fact, he played at my wedding. He played the organ.
Oh, did he?
The other day I was somewhere, and the pianist, in 1998, the pianist who played at my wedding was there, and Jerry played the organ, and he was there, and the minister of music who sang was there. I was somewhere gathering, and I thought, well, these three people remember I got married. I guess I don't know if anybody else. And Jerry played the organ at my wedding. Well, thank you, ladies.
Oh, welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all doing it.